blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven in this world or in the world to come. If we fall away from our faith due to tragic circumstances, losing a child, for example, if I have done this, please explain what hope I have if I will never be forgiven. If you're going to pour out your heart like this and ask this question, I will do it back to you. I have had seasons in my life that I thought I was guilty of this exact sin, terrified that I have blown my lid at God and I'm guilty of this. Anger at God, though it's not advisable, it is not the unforgivable sin. So what is happening to Jesus for him to say this? Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. The people in Jesus' day were accusing him of being possessed by an evil spirit. They were saying, "You, Jesus, are evil." So standing right in front of them is Jesus, the only one who can save them. And they were looking at him and saying, "We reject you." So rejecting Jesus as your Savior is the only unforgivable sin. It's not cremation. It's not suicide. It's not whatever else you've been told. It is rejecting Jesus. John 6:37 says this, "Anyone who comes to me, I will never cast them away." That's a promise. So trust God even in the parts of life you don't understand. So the answer to this, whoever asked it, you are not guilty of this unless you reject Jesus to the end. Do you remember John the Baptist? John the Baptist, do you remember this guy? He saw Jesus be baptized. He heard a voice from heaven say, "That's my boy, listen to him." And he saw the Holy Spirit descend on Jesus. Okay, put yourself there. He gets thrown in prison and he's not getting out. Do you know what he says next? He sends a message to Jesus and says, "Are you the actual Savior or should we keep looking?" And if that's John the Baptist and he's struggling because he's going through things that he didn't think were going to happen, who do we think we are? Well, let's worship the only true King.